Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 181, 181. So we've been checking out Psalm 91 and we're on verse 9:10. And so we personalize it. If you've been with me on these episodes, you know Psalm 91, we personalize it. Okay, so how do you say, because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. What happens? Verse 10, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So this is your portion. This is what God has given you. So 1 Corinthians, we looked at 1 Corinthians 3:16, said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And why are you the temple of God? Because the Spirit of God dwells in you, abides, lives in you, stays in you. You are God's house. Hallelujah. So I want to look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. He said, what? I like the way he put it. He said, what? Can you imagine saying, what? Know ye not? He said, it's terrible. It's a pity that you do not know that your body, now it's not talking about, because 2 Corinthians 6:16 and 1 Corinthians 3:16 talks almost about the same thing, that your spirit is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. But now in 1 Corinthians is zeroing into your body also, because your body is in your spirit. That's why Bible says in John 7:37 that Jesus stood up on the last day of the feast. Jesus stood up and cried with a loud voice, saying, is any man thirsty? Let him come to me and drink. For out of his belly, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Was he talking about the natural belly? No, that is the way the Bible talks about your spirit. Out of your spirit will flow rivers of living water. Not this natural belly. In this natural belly is cucumber and carrots and chicken and fish and spaghetti and bread and cake and all that. But there is a man on your inside. There is a man on, and that man is the one who is full of the Spirit of God. But because your body is housing it, it's like a bottle of Coke, a bottle of water, bottle of drink. The container is also important. I mean, you cannot come to my house and when you say, prophetess, could you give me a cup of water or some water to drink, then I scoop water in my hand and bring it to you. It's not done anywhere. It's not done anywhere. You cannot use the water, the drink, whatever. It must be in a container. And the container is also as important as the drink. How can I bring you a chamber pot? Or you know the pots that they in the hospitals, when they are bedridden, they wee inside. How can I put that? I said, no, it's fresh. It's fresh chamber pot. So I can pour you a glass of water and you can drink it. No! No, the vessel in which the water is as important as the water itself. So you see, that is why you should not think that when God, do you want to live in a house with a damaged roof? Recently, I got an artisan to come and work in my house because I had a little issue with my tap. And when the guy climbed up into the roof, he stepped on my ceiling and broke the ceiling. Can you imagine how much it cost me to repair it? I wouldn't want to. Why should I live with an open ceiling? I don't want to. For things that creep into my house. No way. I'm sure you're also saying the same thing. But if you are living in an open ceiling, then I pray for you. You are supplied. I tell you, God is not happy that you are living in an open ceiling. Receive and have a beautiful ceiling. When you get it, you have it right. As I've spoken, you have it. So when it manifests, let me know and tell me that, oh, you remember you said this, it was just in person, but it happened for me. So the carpenter, he came and fixed it for me. He fixed the ceiling for me. And I said, I was not sleeping till it was fixed. I needed it fixed that very day. I went and looked out into the ceiling and I could see, no way, cobwebs. No way, I can't live with this. In the same way, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is a temple. Do you think that God would like you to have an enlarged heart? Do you think that God doesn't mind that you have that sweat, swell, tissue hanging there, that you have an issue with your intestines, that you have something pushing out, that you have cancer, that you have do you think God, so it doesn't matter to God? Ah, if I will not want an open ceiling, so also God will not be happy with you bleeding inside. We reject it in the name of Jesus, and you ought to rise up with such a scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19, and you say, what? And you tell the devil, listen, what? Know ye not, I know I'm the temple of my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because of that, I'm saying, no way for you. You must go, and you must go now. You're blessed, 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 blessed be a blessing. Bye.